Hey you guys, and welcome to the Human Psyche Podcast. Here we dive deep into research to find out more about our own psychology and behavior. Let's get started. Hi everyone, and welcome to a new episode on the Human Psyche Podcast. Today we're going to talk about another very famous but controversial psychology study. So the study we're looking at today is known as the Little Albert Experiment. The experiment was conducted by behaviorist John B. Watson and graduate student Rosalie Rayner. This happened in 1920. The study was titled Conditioned Emotional Reactions. Watson was interested and inspired by the work of a Russian psychologist, Ivan Pavlov, that had conducted experiments demonstrating the conditioning process in dogs. Watson wanted to take Pavlov's research even further and wanted to show that emotional reactions could be classically conditioned in people. The participant in the experiment was a child that Watson and Rayner called Albert B, but is known today as Little Albert. Little Albert was around 9 months old, and Watson and Rayner would expose the child to a series of stimuli, including a white rat, a rabbit, a monkey, masks, and even burning newspapers. They would observe the boy, his reactions. Interesting was that initially, Little Albert showed no fear of any of the objects he was shown. But the next time Little Albert was exposed to the rat, Watson would make a loud noise by hitting a metal pipe with a hammer. Then, of course, Little Albert would start to cry after he would hear the loud noise. After they repeatedly paired the white rat with the loud noise, Albert began to cry simply after seeing the rat. Watson and Rayner wrote, quote, "The instant the rat was shown, the baby began to cry. Almost instantly, he turned sharply to the left, fell over on his left side, raised himself on all fours, and began to crawl away so rapidly that he was caught with difficulty before reaching the edge of the table." End quote. So, after Watson and Rayner had demonstrated that emotional responses could be conditioned in humans, they also observed if stimulus generalization had occurred. So, the question was if Little Albert would now have the same response to similar objects. And this turned out to be positive. So, Little Albert would now not only fear the white rat, but a variety of similar white objects as well. For example, Rayner's fur coat and Watson wearing a Santa Claus beard. This study is, of course, very famous, and maybe you've heard about it many times before. But the experiment has also been criticized widely. The experiment raised many ethical concerns, and the Little Albert experiment could also never be conducted by today's standards. Okay, so now a little bit of background information on the little boy known as Little Albert, because this is always so fascinating to me. The question of what happened to Little Albert has long been one of psychology's mysteries. Unfortunately, Watson and Rayner were unable to attempt to eliminate the boy's conditioned fear because he moved with his mother shortly after the experiment ended. Some people believe that the boy had grown into a man with a strange phobia of white, furry objects. Recently, however, researchers thought that the true identity and fate of the boy, known as Little Albert, was discovered. After tracking down and locating the original experiments and the real identity of the boy's mother, it was suggested that Little Albert was actually a boy named Douglas Merritt. However, the story does not have a happy ending. Douglas died at the age of 6 on May 10, 1925, because of a condition that would lead Douglas to having a buildup of fluid in his brain, and he would have suffered from this condition since birth. The researchers even stated that Watson knew about this condition and lied about the state of the child's health. This would even deepen the ethical and moral issues of this well-known experiment. But in 2014, the identity of Douglas Merritt being Little Albert was doubted. Other researchers presented evidence that a boy by the name of William Barger was the real Little Albert. Barger was born on the same day as Merritt to a wet nurse who worked at the same hospital as Merritt's mother. While his first name was William, he was known his entire life by his middle name, Albert. While experts continue to debate the true identity of the boy at the center of Watson's experiment, there is little doubt that Little Albert has left a lasting impression on the field of psychology. So that wraps up today's story. Thank you for listening and make sure to share your ideas with me. Talk to you next time. Bye, guys.